Meditation is the door to opening the way to experiencing Christ consciousness. It is not a passive activity, although that is what it looks like from outward appearances. It takes practice and skill at being still. It takes practice and skill at quieting that inner voice. Mickey Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul and The Surrender Experiment, describes quieting that human inner voice and defines it this way. He says, if you don't think you have an inner human voice that prattles on all the time in your mind, just be still for a moment. Soon you will hear your inner human voice saying, hey, this is stupid. You don't have an inner voice. Well, that voice is the voice. And it is that voice that we are trying to quiet so that the message of God can come through that is within us. Our founders lay out a guide to begin a course of effective meditation. They write in Divine Science, its principle and practice, that in order to meditate effectively, we need to set out a time when we will be as undisturbed as possible. And in that time, decide upon an inherency or aspect of God that we wish to realize in that moment. The first phase is called recognition of omnipresence. In that stage, we affirm our true nature until we are certain of its truth and can shut out thought of all that is contrary to our peace. In this stage, we are receptive of the truth that God has provided for us all that we could ever possibly need. The second phase is called affirmation. In this phase, we make a definite affirmative statement about the inherency of God we are wishing to express in order to attain a deeper realization of it as an actuality in our experience. The third phase is called concentration. Enumerate all the ways which convince us of the existence of the characteristic in God. Continue to hold to the one thought God is expressing himself in, through, and as us. Lastly, the fourth phase is called conscious realization. In this phase, we become completely silent. In this silence, we stop our thinking and direct all attention to the Christ mind within and listen only to Spirit. Here, in the silence, is the presence of God within, and from which we may receive wisdom directly from the divine mind. As we come out of the silence, we are grateful, because if we've carried out the directions conscientiously, we should feel an upwelling of spontaneous gratitude to God. Joel Goldsmith, as you know, stated that meditation was the only way to tap into the message of the infinite way. One of his last series of recordings was captured in a book called Consciousness Transformed. In that book, there is a passage from a lesson entitled Into the Mystical Consciousness that was given in February of 1964 in Hawaii. Meditation had moved Goldsmith from the metaphysical mind into the mystical mind. In that mindset, he did not have to do anything other than become a beholder. He states, you do not set God to work. You do not bring the power of God into any human situation. God was there before you because of omnipresence. It makes no difference if you had a wrong thought this morning or if you committed a wrong deed yesterday. It has nothing to do with what is going on in God's universe, because it is not your purity that makes God work. That is God's function. God's grace is not dependent on how good or spiritual you are. God's grace is dependent on how good God is. Any saint, or even any sinner, can behold God at work once their eyes are open to omnipresence. Now, this state of mind can be reached in no other fashion than in a constant practice of meditation and in the silence. In the very next series of lectures entitled Your Door to Infinity, Goldsmith explains the purpose of meditation. He states, "The reason I have a meditation before my work is to create a mental vacuum. I'm not trying to impart any thoughts so that the class or audience are not listening to anyone except from within themselves. When I have created that vacuum," says Joel, "the imparting takes place, and no matter what I say, they receive truth." What is the point of all of this meditation, spiritual study, metaphysical study, and mystical consciousness? The point is fulfillment, and the expressions that result from that fulfillment. To be filled full of God, to be filled full of the Spirit, to have God realization. Goldsmith encourages us to ask in times of meditation, what is God? But I think the better question is to ask, what is my experience of God? And what can I do to expand this experience? The experience of God is not money. It is not matter. It is not body. It is not an automobile. It is not a house or property. It is nothing of a material nature. However, the gift of God, the gift of the God experience, is of an incorporeal spiritual nature that is absolutely marvelously wonderful. Imagine being in tune with the infinite outpouring at all times. You would never need to worry about anything ever again. Your God experience will manifest itself into whatever your current need is, or a need that you are confronted with, like the father with an epileptic son, at that very moment, and you will be able to fulfill the healing nature of the God within you. Goldsmith, in the lecture entitled Experience God, writes this: "When Jesus said, 'Man shall not live by bread alone,' he knew God could not turn a stone into bread, but he knew if he received the spiritual impulse, the bread would appear. God could not give Moses a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. All Moses could do was go within until he received an impulse and an awareness of God's grace and an awareness of God's love. And then his needs were fulfilled and came forth as an expression appearing as a pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day." Now, we do not meditate to get these things specifically. Rather, we meditate to get the God experience. Our experience of God will then bring forth whatever demonstration we need to have in this world and on earth. The whole point is to go within and reach an understanding of our Christ identity. It is only by seeing that Christ consciousness within ourselves that we will become able to behold it in anyone else. Meditation is not a passive concept. I will frequently sit down on a Saturday afternoon in an attempt to meditate, and for a moment, I will experience a complete and utter silence, but only for a moment. Only for a moment, I will receive a complete and utter receptivity to the divine messages within. Sooner or later, though, because of the stress and strain of this world's activities during the week, I find that I have fallen asleep. And that is not necessarily a bad thing. It is in just that time, just before sleep, that's the critical moment where we can be totally and completely receptive to the infinite consciousness that resides within us, and it will come forth. More and more in meditation, as we bring that consciousness forth, and it is indeed work to do so, more and more do we find that our life is being enriched. More and more we begin to realize in meditation that there is not God and us, but we reach the point where God is expressing himself as and through us. That is the point of omnipresence, and that is the point from which we should begin to conduct all of our affairs in daily life. All human strife begins and ends with the erroneous identification with the Adam and Eve mind that thinks they can determine and judge good from not good. We are not human beings of that nature. In our essence, we are really the spiritual offspring of God, described in chapter 1 of Genesis. We are made in the image and likeness of God. Look for yourself within your body and you will not find it. The awareness of your spiritual self can come to you only through spiritual awareness and only through your conscious contact with God. Obtained during meditation. It is then that you can begin to live in the higher world from a higher plane of existence. The substance of matter is mind. As far as the human world is concerned, that is the world of the five physical senses. It is true that mind is the substance of matter. But there is a deeper, more infinite realm other than the realm of mind. And we can reach that realm of consciousness where oneness exists because spirit is the invisible consciousness and it has no material qualities contained within it. It is when we leave the Garden of Eden that we can hear the voice of God saying to Adam, "Who told you you were naked?" Which is the equivalent of, why do you think there is something wrong? The only way to awaken from this Adam consciousness is through God realization. And this God realization occurs in meditation, when you take your eyes off of your material self and realize that your body is visible, but that you are not, that you are spiritual. This realization came upon Job when he said, "He performeth that which is appointed for me to do," meaning that God will provide the wisdom, the knowledge, the experience to allow you to fulfill your role here on earth. You must be careful with that concept of what is appointed for you to do. It does not mean God will do our human jobs for us. No, and that is because the human toil is not what God appointed for you to do. You are here for one reason and for one reason only, and that is to realize and bring forth into expression a fuller, deeper realization of God and God experience to all those to whom you come into contact. That is what he will perform, because that is what is appointed for you to do. No doubt, as you go about your day, you will almost instantaneously be confronted with the cares and worries of the world. But because you will have meditated, and because you will have reached some understanding of the Christ consciousness within, you will be able to pay the appropriate amount of lip service to the conditions that appear to be trouble or temptations. You will be like the master when confronted by the devil, and you will not be tempted to believe that you can turn stone into bread. You will not be tempted by fame and fortune, and you will not be tempted to have to demonstrate who and what it is you really are. These were the three temptations the master was given, and he handled them beautifully. He handled them beautifully because he was in tune with the consciousness within of the presence and the reality of God. When we are confronted by the homeless person on the street with the sign asking for help, we will know intuitively that it has no reality. The reality is the message, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." We will read or hear of somebody who has passed away, and we will be fine. We will know that it is simply a phase and a stage, and that we will not be fooled into thinking that that person, our loved one, was ever attached to a physical, material body. Meditation is the key. It is the key to a resolution of all woes that could possibly come upon us. It is the key to infinite experience. It is the key to joy and to happiness. It is the key to fulfillment and to living a fulfilled life. Why? Because we will increasingly come into the realization of the experience of God as a constant presence. I suppose it's appropriate to close a service on meditation with a meditation. So shall we come together now in a few moments of silent meditation in an effort to make the lesson today practical? Let's close our eyes, sit up straight, and not be bothered by any human aches, pains, or sufferings. Let's close out all troublesome thoughts, or all thoughts of anything other than God. And let's take in a deep breath, and breathe in and out, allowing ourselves to become still. In the stillness and in the silence, we can bring forth into expression the fulfillment of God and the following thoughts. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. That word I is the invisible nature of self, of the I that I am. The God presence within is experienced as I am. My body is visible, but I am is not visible. I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am the bread, the meat, the wine, and the water. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I am eternal life, closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. I am the infinity, the master, the father within. I am the blessing, the compass, the protection from within. I am with you always. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.
Praise God.
Go in peace and have a blessed week.